Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Daily Phil devotional called Boldly. Does boldness come easier when opposition is greater or when there is no opposition? I can't explain why this question came to me, but this was my first wondering after reading Acts 4 and the story of how Peter and John were arrested, questioned by the Jewish religious leaders, and ordered by the same to never teach about or share about Jesus' resurrection ever again. Of course, Peter and John said they couldn't do that and wouldn't do that. After they were released, they prayed to the Lord for boldness. Acts 4:29. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Verse 30. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. The Lord heard their prayer and answered it. They spoke boldly, and the truth is they needed boldness because they faced opposition. Do I feel like I need boldness? I may need it and I could use it, but do I feel like I need it? Is a desire for boldness on my radar? When was the last time I prayed to the Lord for boldness? And what about you? Imagine how far off our thinking is if we don't feel like we are being opposed or need boldness. Does the devil look at me or you and see us as the runt of the litter for the Lord? Do we come across as no threat to his plans? Are we spiritually the last kid to get picked on a team in the class? The kid who isn't going to get the ball tossed to them anyway because that would probably only help the other team. There is a spiritual battle going on for our minds and for our lives. If the devil doesn't think you or I are a threat enough to send opposition against us, have we somehow already given up? Take a moment today and consider the spiritual battle that we are in and pray that the Lord would enable us to speak his word with great boldness. I'm John Riley, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.